what were the rations like?
I remember we first went over there, we had the canned, right? There was three different kinds. There was meat and vegetable stew,
right.
Meat and beans, and hash. Now you had to have one there for breakfast.
Yeah, but then we had another can with the crackers.
That was in the block.
Not the sea rations.
Yeah, the small cans of crackers, the round crackers.
Right,
probably
right.
Ten crackers
right,
in
there. Right, right.
Yeah,
we had peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter, because that's what I ate when I got hurt one time.
And they had butter in the little container
little
of butter.
Yeah.
You couldn't even melt it.
We used to bitch a lot. And why? Because those in the back, like the maintenance service headquarters company, they couldn't keep up with us. There's no way. Because they're not protected like we were with our armor. So they had rations. Their rations were good. We had a scrounge or whatever you had with you, that was it. You couldn't say, well, let's go send somebody back and get some stuff to eat. We didn't know where they were. They didn't know where we were. But we survived.
I remember it was winter time and we came across this, took a small town as a farm, and they must have just killed a cow or something because they had a hindquarter hanging up. Some stupid guy, he was Klapkowski, he took it and put it in the back side of the tank, right? The goddamn thing froze solid. I said to him, what good is that? He says, right, you got an axe on here. You see, we just pop out the piece.
We had an axe on the side also.
I just out of this table. But the Germans, when we got into Germany, they used to can everything. Like, I don't know if you ever come across it, but the sausages. And they put them in jars. And they were all cooked. And they put the white lard, pure lard, right? White as snow. And it'd probably be a dozen sausages in there, right? And pork chops, all cooked. We used to love to find them. Just find a skillet someplace, start a fire, and just heat them up. And cherries, jars of cherries. We ate more of their food in these small towns than we did our own. But then towards the end, we get pretty good rations. The 10-in-1 rations weren't bad.
That was fine.
They had cans.
Because it was better than what we had before.
They had cans of bacon, sausage meat, and even the fruit cocktail, spam.
And, how can you forget spam?
And crackers, and a little bar of chocolate.
How did you make coffee on the front?
Powder. We had a little Bunsen burner, right? It folded up, you opened it up, put gasoline in it, and started a fire, right? And you'd put a can on it, or your canteen cup.
Now, was it like instant coffee, or did you make
instant?
Instant.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you can get a real coffee.
Yeah, instant coffee.
Where can you steal that? Maybe back in the kitchen, maybe they had, but we didn't have it.
And if you ever did find the first place, they did come across some coffee grounds. I don't know if they were from a house or what.
Ersatz coffee.
Yeah, they put it in this can I had, boil water in it, start a fire, boil water, put the grounds right in it. And then you get some cold water and put it on top, and all the grounds will go down to the bottom. And you just scoop it out with the coffee.
Now you said...
I was living it up.
You said that one time when you were hurt, you ate peanut butter or...
That's when we got called on for the airborne troops. We were attached to the 82nd, if you recall, in the beginning.
Yeah.
And they called up some tanks to help them. And when you're going somewhere, you're going blind. They tell you, get down to the road, and that's it. But you're weary, you don't know where you're going, you don't know what you're going to meet, and you're going blind. I come down a country road, and I come down, and there's hedgerows here, there's a field over here, and I come across, and it's a dead end, I've got to take a right. As soon as I take a right, bang, we get it. Was it an anti-tank gun? Breaks my track. And when you break your track, you're stuck, you can't move. So when they broke my track, Charlie Barkey was my gunner. The 75 was loaded, and I just hit him right in the back, and when I hit him in the back, he knew it. Bingo, let it go. And it's 75, just like in a bowling alley, with pins on it. Went right down there, that's where the anti-tank gun was. Machine gun nest, anti-tank gun, everything flew. And all of a sudden I hear firing. Now we're on the road here, and there's bushes here. And they're firing the field. But there's an opening over here. And there's an opening further back. So I was five, not five. Charlie was number four tank. He was way back there. on that, before the other opening, and I started to hear the machine gun fire. Do you remember we had flare guns?
Yeah.
A regular flare gun.
Because you were smoke too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was wired to the inside of my basket in the turret. So I undid the wire, took the flare gun, loaded it up, and with my turret, it lobbed it right over the hedgerows, right toward it. Must have scared the heck out of them. Where the heck it was coming from, you know? But anyway, I jumped out and I said to the fellas, I'll be right back. I go around from where the tank was here. I come around here and I go over here. There's an opening here. Paratroopers, you're going to come over. I said, stay where you are. Because there's a machine gun nest in there. And it wasn't going. But I knew there was one there that I've heard him firing before. Uh-huh. And he's probably covering that opening. So I said, you're going to come over, make like a snake. He wasn't. He was crawling. You don't crawl. We were taught not to crawl. If you remember, you went through basic training through barbed wire. They had mines set up. Crawl, right? Crawl, but flat. Get up, and all of a sudden, zoop, and he dropped. I reached over, I lay down my stomach, and I grabbed the hole of his jacket, and I pulled him over on this side. He was dead, right? But nobody else came over. Then I went back to the tank and threw some more shots from the flare gun over. Either it scared the hell out of them, but they beat it. Now all of a sudden I hear shots, a big gun going off. I went over, Charlie had gone into that other opening with Charlie Fowler. And I'm trying to tell him, I saw where the shots up on the hillside coming from. That's not a machine gun firing up there. It's shells. So he's buttoned up. I take up, I got my 45, and I'm banging on the tank, and I'm screaming, hollering, open up, I want to tell you where to fire his gun. I couldn't where I was. I wasn't moving, but he had a perfect place for it, and he wouldn't unbutton. And don't tell me you can't hear the butt of a 45 hitting the turret of your tank. I was banging on that son, open up. But then again, you can't blame him. They could do this if you unbutton. Kills everybody. Or if your gun barrel is not elevated too high and your block is open without a round in it, that's what they did. Throw a grenade right down into your rear barrel. Kill the crew. Anyway, you wouldn't unbutton. But they saw him because they fired. And when they fired, here's the hedgerow and here's he right here in this opening. And I'm banging on his tank here in Holland, but no response. They hit on this side of the hedgerow and I'm on this side. And the force was so great of the shell landing here, they didn't hit him. They hit him on this side, on his left side as he was facing towards them. Picked me up off the ground, bodily. Picked me up and I fell down. I get up and I started to bang again and screaming. Now another one hit on this side of the hedgerow, which it was fortunate for me.
The other side from you.
Right, only this time I don't get up. This time, my head is a balloon, and it's going bigger and bigger, and it's going to burst. That's how it felt. And I says, I bought it. And I stayed there for maybe a minute. I crawled on my hands and knees across the room. I got up on the other side of the hedgerow, and I lay in the bushes for 2 hours. Everything subsided. I was okay. I went back. I had a can. I opened the can, had some crackers and peanut butter and a drink of water. And everything was fine. I got back and they were good. They didn't come out. They stayed in the tank and they kept their eyes open, you know, for anything that was coming. And I get back to them. Then we got word and they came up and they fixed my track. But before they came back, two men come down the road. Everything is quiet now. And I don't know who they are, but I mean, they're solid Americans. They come down the road and I see their officers. The one is an aide. And one as a general, but a one-star. Duty. They have to duty, because that's the first thing the enemy go for. If they see any kind of, any identification of any kind, that there's an officer, this is the one that's going to get it first. So he asked me, I told him what happened. He asked my name, rank, serial number, and he said, have you got anything to drink? I had dumped my canteen of water out, and there was a hut in the back there, and they had big cider barrels. We dumped our water out of our 5-gallon cans, And we filled it up with cider. It was apple cider. It wasn't to get drunk on.
Yeah.
But it was better to drink than just plain warm water. It was warm. You remember drinking nice, good water.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, clean well water. And then I says, yes. So I take out my canteen and my cup, and I give him, he says, what is it? It didn't look like water. I says, it was apple cider. And you know, you have to use your head, but you don't think. When I first went to get the apple cider at the time, they could have had that bugged.
Booby trap, you mean?
Right. But I guess they didn't expect it. It couldn't have been bugged because they were still there. They didn't bug it and then leave. So when I went there, and I got, we all of us filled up our canteen, and I gave him a drink. He says, it's not bad. And he gave his aide some. Then I told him he had my main rank and serving, that was the end. I never saw him again. He disappeared. Wherever he went, you know. But they got through on account of that block on the road.